to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 926 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know, I've got a great episode lined up for us. In today's podcast, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out. You know, we'll talk more about those free seeds later on in the show. Before we get too far, I do want to send a huge thank you shout out to my friends at AC Infinity. That's right. My grows are all set up with AC Infinity lights, controllers, monitors, cameras. Why aren't yours? Make sure you check out my friends at acinfinity.com and use coupon code IREARMY at checkout to save yourself 10%. Also, use the link in the show notes and the video description to make it easier on yourself. Also, ladies and gentlemen, the 420 sale has begun at Irie Direct. That's right. I'm not going to wait for 420. Today is 410. The sale starts now. That's right. By the time this episode comes out, the sale will be live. Make sure you go hit Irie Direct for new FEMS, new regs, restocks, and of course, 410 sale pricing and brand new freebies. Let's quickly talk about some of the brand new stuff at Irie Direct. Some of the new shit coming today, there are a few packs of something called Halo. I made the first batch of Halo a long time ago. That is a headband female pollinated by the Golden Goat. I've got more Halo seeds available. Also, there is Goat Wreck, which is Golden Goat to, of course, Train Wreck. It's a Train Wreck female and a reversed Golden Goat. Also, there is Widow's Gold. I'm sure you can guess what that is. That is White Widow and Golden Goat. There is Platinum Dog, which is the Platinum OG Kush, pollinated by my infamous Grateful Dog. Very few packs of that. There's also Goat Queen. There is Joyride. There are a few more things. And Harpua is available. What is Harpua? That's a very good question. Harpua is Lemon Jeffrey to ice cream cake. So make sure you check Irie Direct now. Grab those because they will sell out very quickly. Once again, Irie Direct. Now's your chance. The 420 sale is live. Also on the Irie Direct website, you will notice there are merchandise options. There are 3 pre-orders for t-shirts and 1 pre-order for a hoodie. This is the last week for those pre-orders. I need to let you guys get your pre-orders put in. Then I need to make the order for the bulk shirts. Then I will get them. Then I will ship them to you. And you can wear them to the Dude Grows Cup. So the first part there, check the sale at Irie Direct. The second part, get your new FEMS and your new regs. Then make sure to sign up for the pre-order on the merchandise. Here's a piece of quick advice. If you're going to order other merchandise other than pre-order stuff, order it separately because your pre-order merch will sit there until the pre-order merchandise is ready to ship. So order your other products, then order your pre-order stuff separately. But go get those beans, then go get your pre-order t-shirts and hoodies. Then I will get those t-shirts and hoodies in stock. Then I will ship them to you. Then you will wear them to the Dude Grows Cup. That's right. The Dude Grows Cup is coming back to Longmont, Colorado. I will be there. White Mike will be there. The Dude will be there. Scotty Real will be there. Grambo will be there. Most likely Jaren will be there. I can't make promises for all these people, but it's usually how it goes. All of the cool kids will be there. Industry leaders, community leaders, educators will be there. Most of the time, Nick Atee shows up and hangs out. Come join us at the Dude Grows Cup in Longmont, Colorado, June 5th and 6th. All you got to do is check dgccup.com for all of the info, ticket pricing, ticket details, camping details. I do recommend booking everything soon. Get yourself a hotel, get your flight taken care of as soon as possible because travel prices will not get any cheaper. Do it sooner. Get that shit booked. Also, if you want to compete in the Dude Grows Cup, make sure you check all the competition info. And if you want to go hang out, get your tickets soon because it will sell out. Once again, dgccup.com. All right, that's a lot of advertising. I feel like I've been going for a minute. Let's get to the fun part of the podcast. I do like to answer grow questions here. This grow question came from one of my friends on Patreon. That's right, I do have a Patreon campaign. Check out patreon.com/growfromyourheart. This question came from my friend. I don't know if he wants his full name read on the show. I'm going to call him Robert. Shout out to my friend Robert. He had a very good question, and I understand why this question makes sense, and I have a very good answer for you. So this one came from Robert. It says, "Hey, Rasta Jeff, I have a question about rhodalization, which is a very good thing. Rhodalization traits in cannabis. From my experience, the plant rhodalizes itself after being in flower for too long, so it self-pollinates." That's, sorry, I got something in my eye. We're not even going to edit. We're going to keep going. I don't think that's exactly what happens with the rhodalization, and that's why I've got a good answer for your question. It says, "I've always heard that this trait is in all cannabis. Is this true? And if so, wouldn't that mean that all cannabis has herm traits?" So that's a very good question, very good thing to think about here. Let me kind of unpack that in the way that I understand it. Let me give a strong disclaimer. This is the way that I understand this. And if I'm wrong, there's a comment section for that. Feel free, roast away. Let's see what you got to say. So rhodalization, that is when a plant flowers for too long, yes, and it makes seeds on its own, but it does not self-pollinate. There's no pollen coming from this plant. It just panics and makes its own seeds. It doesn't need the pollen to do it. This plant can reproduce asexually in this manner. Yes, that is accurate. The part where it becomes inaccurate in your statement is, so it self-pollinates. No, there's no pollen happening in rhodalization. And since there's no pollen happening, in my mind, in my book, in my qualification, that doesn't qualify for herm or intersex because that is not happening. We're not getting pollen that could contaminate the rest of the room. And that's our main concern, in my opinion, when it comes to intersex or hermaphroditic plants. We don't want to fuck up the rest of the crop. So the rhodalization, that plant is only going to seed itself. So it's only going to contaminate itself, and so to speak. So it's not a problem for the rest of the grow. And it's not happening randomly. It's just some random trigger within the grow room. This is being done on purpose, and it's rhodalization, not intersex, not self-pollen. So would that mean all cannabis has herm traits? No, because this is not a herm mechanism. I wrote down rhodalization, no nanners to ruin the crop, only seeds in the desired plant. Happens on purpose, different mechanism and response. And then my final note on the paper was JH will have totally different input. Leave it in the comment section, my dude. I'm very curious. This is the time when I do want your input here, JH. This would be a great time. He's going to say something about ethylene and possibly gibberellins. But I think he'll agree with me. I think JH is going to agree with me. This is a long-going conversation with somebody else and I that I think will apply to this situation. So my buddy Robert, I don't think that the rhodalization equates to hermaphrodism or intersex. And that wraps up with your final statement. Would that mean? No, because I've debunked part of the original statement. And with all due respect, just answering questions as they're given to me, it sounds like I'm saying I've debunked your shit, and that's what I've done. But I'm reading your stuff, and I'm just giving you my scientific response to it, I guess is what I'm doing. My straightforward, no bullshit reply. No, the one part itself pollinates is not accurate, so the rest of your part is debunked there, my dude. I am going to send you a free pack of seeds. I do need your email address because this came from me on Patreon. So send me another message on Patreon with your email address, and I will get you a coupon code for a free prize. All right, let's keep this one moving. I've got another great question here. Oh, this one came from a good friend. I don't even read the names of all of these questions before I put them on the show. Just happened to see this. This one did come from somebody who wants to go by Jack Straw. Jack Straw, thank you for the great question. This one says, "What up, Rasta Jeff? What up, Jack Straw? Good to see you, bro." It says, "This is something I heard about Neville. From Neville and wanted your thoughts on." So shout out to Neville Schoenmacher. Was that his the full name? I'm using his government name here. Shout out to Neville, legendary ganja farmer, ganja grower, ganja breeder, ganja educator. Made a lot of the hazes. I'm sure you've heard of Neville's haze. Very outspoken and cool person. But Neville says, according to this person, it says, "Can I run a long run sativa and pollinate it?" Yes, you could do this so far. "Then take seeds that may not be ripe, but germinate." You could probably let them go long enough to be ripe if you do this right. So I see where you're going. Our friend wants to take a plant, a long flowering sativa, pollinate it, take seeds out of it, let the plant keep going. So we haven't killed the plant. We've reached in and pulled a few seeds out of this plant while it is still flowering. This is possible because the whole plant doesn't need to come down. Let me adjust a dreadlock. One is pulling and itching right here. It's got to adjust. These dreads go, I'll show you. I don't show very often, but look, these dreads go. I'm sitting on a bar stool. They touch the floor. One of them's pulling kind of weird. Had to deal with that. So you could pull the seeds. If the seeds get ripe, you could pull them out of the plant and leave the plant living. So if you take one branch, you could just take one lower branch, pollinate that, let it all keep going, pull the seeds out of that lower branch. Then they said, find a male from those seeds. So we've pollinated it, left the plant growing, taken the seeds out of it, germinated those seeds. Now we've got mom and babies growing side by side. Then it says, find a male from those seeds, hit the same. Oh, maybe that's not what you meant because it doesn't say from those seeds. I'm adding that part in my head. But find a male, hit the same plant a second time. So yeah, you'd find a male. That's what gave me that in my brain. Find a male. So I'm guessing you're taking from those seeds, hit the plant a second time, basically taking it to an F3 in one go. I realize the flower time would be insane, but do you see any benefits? Stay up, bro. This is very possible, very feasible, very doable. So let's talk about it. Now that we've gotten through the whole thing, we got the map. Let's see the whole thing in the short run. Grow a long flowering sativa. I'm talking 12, 16 week flowering sativa. When it's 28, 32 days into flower, pollinate a bottom branch. Mark it. This one got pollen. 6 weeks, 8 weeks from now, pull out the seeds out of that branch. They will be ripe. They'll be ready. You could just cut off that one branch if you want to. Get the seeds out there, clean them up. Then germinate some of those seeds. Find a male in the same process I would find a girl. If you're going to do it fucking right. Find a male. This is what this person wants to do. Find a male and pollinate the original plant one more time. Yes, that is possible. The only part you've got mixed up here is you said make an F3. Let's keep in mind that we can do the F3 at the same time. We could do this would only be F2. Well, you'd have F2 and then F3, right? That's what you're thinking. But that's not going to work that way because this would be a back cross, right? Because we're not using a male and female of a filial generation. We're using a mom and then the F2 seed back to the mom. And since I said back, that already indicates back cross. We're doing a back cross here. But yes, you could do a back cross in one move if that's kind of what you wanted to do. And then if you took another female from that same population of seeds, then you could make the F, you'd be making F2 or F, that's when it gets fucking fun. That's where you're making the F3, the F2. You're making the F3 at that point, right? Yeah. Well, no, because you've taken the pollen. My brain has been lost. You've taken pollen. Yeah, you got your female. You got pollen. You're going back cross because it's pollen from, yeah. My brain is fucked on this one, but you see what I'm saying. It's not a back cross. It's not an F3. It's a back cross that first time. But if you took one of the female seeds and you pollinated that with your new male, that would be your F3, I think. I've gotten lost in the whole thing. But I see what you were trying to do. It's a very good idea. It's a very crazy, fun project. It'll work. My brain got fucking stumbled on it. I need to rewind myself and rethink about it. Because you got the mom. You pollinated it. You've got seeds. So now that's an F1, right? Because I don't know what we used to pollinate. That's an F1. Now we take that seed and pollinate again. We're going back cross. But if we take the female from the F1 seeds and breed that to the same male while we're doing it, you could make the BX1 and the F2 at the same time, I think would work. That's the way my brain is seeing it. Because you got a batch of seeds that are brand new. Those are F1s. You grow those. Yeah. If I think about that as a separate project, that now you could make the F2 and you could back cross. And then you could make a fucking F2 BX. You could have a lot of fun with that. Depending on how long that bad bitch flowers, you could just leave it going. If you have enough fucking pollinatable pistols, you could pollinate that bitch a second time if you really wanted to get crazy. Maybe you could pollinate it with a different plant even. I don't know. This sounds wild. Something else I've done, just since we're talking about crazy. This is possible. This is doable. Your only error is back cross, not F3. Another thing I've seen done is take a plant and put it barely into flower to make pistils, pollinate those pistils. Put it back into veg. Then you got a plant that's in veg that is making seeds. Then when those seeds are done, pull those seeds, put that plant back into flower, pollinate that bad bitch, get more seeds, put it under 18.6 so that it re-veges and pull clones off of it. You got two batches of seeds and clones and re-veg off the same fucking plant. These plants are fun. They're very manipulatable once you learn how to do it. So my dude, Jack Straw, thank you for the great question. I recognize the name here. Good to see you, dude. Thanks for popping in. Really got me rambling on that one. Let me check my notes. Now is the time when I remind you to click like and subscribe. If you like these crazy ramblings that I do, they're inspired by these messages, but click like and subscribe. That way you don't miss any of my amazing rambling ganja content. So make sure we're covering all the notes here. The 410 sale is live. Join us at the Dude Grows Cup. Did I tell you the Dude Grows Cup is June 6th and 7th in Longmont, Colorado? DGCCup.com. Also, merch pre-order. Order that shit. Wear it at the Dude Grows Cup. Get yourself a free gift. Also, the other thing I've got written down here, we are going to continue, but I'm trying to sneak in some business in the middle. The other thing I've got written down, I may or may not skip a week or two of podcasting here. I've got some travel opportunities that I may take advantage of, and it depends on how the I'm going to travel at least once and another time. There's a time in between there that I am not certain of. Oftentimes when I travel, I do come back with a little sickie, and I'm not going to do a podcast if I'm sickie. If I travel again, I won't have time for another podcast. There's a good chance I skip a week, maybe 2 weeks. Don't freak out. Don't panic. I'm recovering. I'm having a really good time. Everything was just too much fun and I got a little sicky. Or maybe perhaps I'm traveling more and having even more fun. Don't freak out. I appreciate you guys for checking on me. I will get a lot of messages, but I'm okay. Sometimes a podcaster needs a break to go out and enjoy the world, the sunshine, perhaps some music. That's what I'll be doing. So don't stress. I'll be back if I miss an episode. If I miss two, watch an old episode and leave comments on that one for me. And thanks to all the people that do check on me when I miss shows. So there's a good chance I could skip an episode, possibly two. Depends on how the travel plans go. Depends on how you guys that have been following along for a long time. You know, anytime I get on an airplane, when I get back, I'm sick for like a fucking week. So that may cost me a week of podcasting here. May cost you an episode. You never know. Shout out to all the people that'll check on me. All right. Let's get back on track. Nobody wants to hear this nonsense. You came here for grow questions. This one's a little bit long. This one came from somebody who wants to be called Mike. Shout out to Mike. Mike, check your inbox, dude. I'm going to send you a free prize. This one said, thanks for all the shows and the seeds. Dude, thank you for noticing. It says, I just got some of the blueberry crosses you recommended from your sale. Cannot wait to try them. Before this, I've tried your Orangegasm and Lemon Jeffrey. I love them. Then it does go on. I'm going to try to get to the question here. Then it says, my problem is, I never thought I'd make seeds, but after years of listening to the podcast and the upcoming seed ban, I might try it. Yes. I've been focusing a lot of my questions on this to get you guys up to speed for making your own seeds. Now it says, my problem is I live in Prohibition land. Bro, be very careful. This is a hypothetical, fictional character. This person does not exist. But if you do, be very careful. Don't put yourself at too much risk. Be ready for the things that could happen. Just warning you. Now it says, I'm in a very small one-room studio apartment. I have a small closet for flowering, a small space for mothers, and another for my seedlings and clones. You're killing it so far, bro. It said they all have the same lung room and one exhaust fan. Is it possible for me to make seeds in the seedling area, or will the pollen get everywhere? Please keep up the great show. My first note is, probably going to get that shit everywhere. That pollen, it's going to be hard to contain. The pollen's going to get all over the place, especially with that one blower system. It's going to get in your hair. It's going to get in your dreadlocks. It's going to get on your t-shirt. It's going to be in your eyelashes, your eyebrows. It's going to be everywhere if you do it right. So I think that you will probably, if you do it in the other room, if you have flowering plants in the other room, they're probably going to get pollinated as well. This is where I say a couple of different things. First of all, I've said it before, don't be stingy. Just run two different fucking crops. Make seeds. It only takes one short crop, I know. But if you want the seeds, you got to do the work. Run two fucking separate crops. Make the seeds. You guys, sometimes I catch myself and a lot of growers trying to get overzealous and stingy and trying to bite off more than we can chew and trying to do too much. Respect yourself, respect the plant, your space, and your time. Do one solid project at a time instead of trying to do two that might not work. That's my first thought of thinking. Then the other thought is, you could do this. You can run a Scentsy crop in one room and make seeds in another room because it's all about timing. The main thing about making seeds is pistils. Once the pistils are pollinated, you can get rid of your pollen tosser, and then you can run another flower crop. So if you time it properly, you would have to get, have the other room, have your flower room early in flower or in veg. Maybe hesitate or too late to receive pollen. We talked in a previous message about how to tell when the plants cannot receive pollen anymore. Wait till that time to have a plant dumping pollen. So maybe week 8 or week 9 or week 10 of a 10-week crop, then start flowering your male plant right before harvest so that you know you're cutting this plant down. Your females, cut those down right as the time that this plant's making pollen. Then do your pollen chuck, then put more plants into flower. If you've got a perpetual going where they're always in flower, you're going to have an issue. But if you can get right at the end of a monocrop or a one flowering time and then right to the start, that would be ideal because these ladies can't receive pollen and then your new crop is not ready to get pollen for about 2 weeks. So it's all about timing. Just time the room over here to not have pistils or to be finishing up, to be too young or too old to receive pollen. There's that peak pollination time. Pass that before you have a male fucking dumping pollen. Then get your pollinated crop going. Pollinate that shit, clean up, get rid of the male, and then put that other shit into flower. Like, you can time it. If you think about how to do it, just don't have pollen going when there's pistils. It will all work out. So pollinate, chop down that male. Right before you chop down, put the other shit into flower. 10 days, because you got 10, 14 days or so before you're going to get any pistils. So just make sure the pollen is cut down by then. You could do it in the one space if you want to, but I bet you're going to get the pollen over to the other room. Timing is key. Clean up after yourself and time it properly. I think you'll get it. Get those going into flower, chuck your pollen, cut down your male, clean up. Those will go into flower. Everything will work fine if you're careful about it. I said careful like I'm from the Midwest. Shout out to all my Midwest friends. Don't you know? I think that answers this question, my dude. I've been rambling for quite a few minutes on that one. Timing is the key. Once those pistils have withered up on the other plants, put that shit into flower, your male plant into flower, and get to pollen chucking, or just wait until you don't have anything in that room, or just dedicate that one room to receiving pollen. And then move that plant to just do two or three plants, pollinate those, and move those back to the veg area. Since you could put them under 18.6. That might be something for you also. You could put them back in the veg area. All right. I think we've gone long enough on this episode. My brain is scattery and I'm getting rambly. So let's wrap it up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps and hoes, friends and foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, all of you lovely cannabis enthusiasts, activists, ganja farmers, edible makers, hash makers, everybody out there, ganja podcasters. Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining. I do appreciate each and every single one of you like my own adopted pets. Don't forget that if I'm not here for a couple of episodes, nothing went wrong. I got a little sicky or I went traveling and had a fuck ton of fun. Shout out to all my friends that I saw at the Phish concerts. I hope we had a bunch of fun together. If you see me at the Sphere at a Phish concert, don't be shy to say what's up. Yes, it's a Phish show. I might not be thinking clearly. Don't be shy. Bust my bubble. Say hello. We'll make friends. We'll do a fist bump. Maybe I'll let you hit my dab pen. Who knows what could happen? Say hello if you see me at a Phish concert. I do plan on being at a lot of Phish shows this year, several at the Sphere, and I will also be at the shows at Dick's. Come say what's up. I love meeting my fishy friends. Also, most importantly, acinfinity.com. And of course, I redirect. Don't forget about the 420, which is happening, the 420 sale, which is happening now on 410. The sale is live now. What? Go get your stuff. The shit is selling out while you're sitting here listening to me ramble. Go get your packs. Ladies and gentlemen, the show is over. Why continue rambling? Let's wrap it up. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Peasy. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
another damn. Grab your piece in and I go find the band. Ross and Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, hug your mom, be relaxed. Hold up.
Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Ross and Jeff in our conscious tribe. It spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Healing light through cannabis. Grow from your heart, pure bliss. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your heart every day. In the light we stand real strong. Join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate. Join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth. In the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day. Lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through. In this garden, find the new. Rise up higher, find your way. Grow from your hearts every day.